Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker. Even though Mother Nature is, maybe giving us a little reprieve. We had some single-digit temperatures during the middle of the week. But anyway, it is the winter, and we're going to talk a little bit about winter barbecue. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, and thanks. You know, a lot of the things that you can do are really simple. Some of them are a little more sophisticated, but you know, there's an awful lot of diehard grillers out there, and they just haven't maybe been encouraged enough to take the step to make those little improvements in their grilling area. And one of them I would strongly suggest, only because I did it, is some sort of a canopy area over your grill. And if you go to the big box stores this time of year, they'll have sold off on bargain all these little, I don't know, I'm going to say they're $200, $400 put together metal rotted, powder coated canvas jalopies that you put on your deck. And they're actually pretty cool looking. You might look like a sultan on your back deck. But, you know, if you can get it half off for $150 and you just keep it out there for 3 years and chuck it, you made a good buy.
Right, exactly. And we're not talking about the ones that fold down and go into a bag.
Not the pop-up.
But more of a permanent structure. And you're right, they've got them on clearance and they're blowing them out. Big box stores, Meijer, whatever, you know, wherever you can find one. And the reason that it's cool is that it protects you and it protects the grill when you're out there doing it this time
of
year.
And it keeps the snow off it. But there's also something that's it's like a vortex of the cold air coming down and hitting your grill. You actually build up a little bit of a cold depression buffer against the top of that grill. It might buy you a little bit. But the best thing is it keeps all the water and all the snow and all that stuff from hitting your device while you're grilling, which adds contact and drops your temperature down. Yeah. And then, of course, it really lessens the amount of crap you have to put up with while you're grilling.
Yeah.
I was out last week, I think Wednesday night or Tuesday night, the coldest night we had.
Yeah.
And I did a bunch of skinless, boneless chicken breasts because we're big fans of
eating healthy now.
Yeah, we're big fans of those. And you know, my father-in-law loves chicken salad, and shoot, we got you know, a bunch of
lots of reasons to cook chicken.
Rottweilers around there that we have to feed those boys. But I was freezing my nipples off, man. It was like so stinking cold out there, and I had my warm winter jacket, and I would like dart out, do my flipping with my gloves on, and it was just that cold.
Yeah, it's so cold your Cromer wasn't even keeping you warm. But
no, actually that did work.
Hey, but the thing is that most of us have our grills somewhere adjacent to the house, and this time of year the wind whips over the house and it's swirling around. So if you can find just one side for that canopy, or fashion one out of one of these little $7 tarps. You know, you might look like Cooter in the neighborhood.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, though.
Doesn't matter. If your neighbor looks in your backyard and thinks you're a redneck, call us up. We'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, wait till he comes over and tries your barbecue and he's eating stuff out of the microwave.
Yeah, send him
home. Because you're still cooking on the grill.
But there's lots of things you can do to help with, you know, charcoal. And with charcoal, I'd say one of the things you want to do is make sure you're using lump charcoal, because you get 1,200 BTUs to 1,280.
Versus about 800 with a briquette.
With a briquette, yep. And way better flavor.
Right.
So switch to lump if you're not using it. And just fire that thing up a bit in advance and protect the heck out of it any way you can. And you'd be surprised how nicely that'll grill. It won't even notice the temperature outside, because once you build a good bed of coals up, it's just going to grill wonderfully.
Yeah, you might find that lump. Virtually any of the big box stores have it. A lot of larger grocery stores have it. I know that the food supply places will carry it, but it goes under a lot of different names.
Yeah.
And but you know what? Some are better than others, and there's a place you can look at that.
Vast difference, but it doesn't matter. If that's all you can find this time of year, it's going to beat the crap out of a briquette.
Right, exactly.
So the wind block, the canopy, the timing is a big deal. Just
allow
making
more.
Sure that you, yep, you know you're going to be offset. Light it a little earlier. You just got to fight that a little bit. But it's a great time to make a warm toddy when you do your grilling instead of a cold beer.
Absolutely.
So you can, you know, do your favorite apple cider rum concoction or whatever you like.
Ooh, that goes in that little Boda bag really good inside your jacket.
Yeah,
too,
that's
man.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is that meat cooks different in this weather on your grill. Your grill performs differently, so your timing is going to be a little bit different. And it becomes even more important to have that digital thermometer out there with you because, you know, you got to feel for your grill when it's 45 to 85 degrees.
Well, and it's darker, too, so you need
right.
a headlight or some good lighting out there.
That's exactly right. What you did on Christmas Eve there when we came over, they looked good when you were out on the grill. You got them in under the light, and the bacon was a little overdone.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I got that solved now. I found an LED I bolted to the side of the house. I switched out my lamp light or whatever the porch light was, and I found this really cool LED flood. Oh my gosh, it's about melting the snow. It's so bright. But dude, let's talk about Tip Up Town.
Oh yeah, heck yeah. Y'all got to join us. That's what that's all about, is on the 22nd, 23rd.
Did you get Southern all of a sudden? I missed something.
Friday and Saturday this coming week, we are going to be at Houghton Lake. Friday night, we're just going to try to maintain because we got a beer tent that the grilling guys are going to be at. And
we're bringing the girls with us,
yeah.
So they'll keep us in line. Here's what's going to happen. Our partners in the Northland, 98.5 UPS and the Twister out of Harrison. These guys are sponsoring us. They've got a nice event. They've partnered with the whole Tip Up Town, the Chamber of Commerce, and they're taking care of everything for us, dude. They're getting us food, rooms. I mean, I hope they're buying the beer, too, because we can hurt them.
Because we will give you free beer if you come up and say hey to the grilling guys. We'll buy you a beer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Be careful what you ask for there.
Right.
But anyway. Yeah, so beer tent both nights. We're staying at that wonderful inn and conference center just on Old 27, just north of 55 on the right. And you better get a room if you're planning on going, because I would think you'd have a little trouble even getting a room, but you might be able to somewhere around there. The beer tents both nights. Saturday, we are going to be live on the stage doing grilling demonstrations, and we're getting a lot of the meat from R&J's Best Choice, and then 98.5 UPS is picking up a bunch of meat from some other sponsors. But we're going to have fun, and we're going to be doing tuna. We're going to do some shrimp. We're going to do some shish kebab techniques. We're going to do some budget techniques, how to make a cheap cut of meat go a long way. So you'll want to come up and check it out, because we're going to be handing out food to all you seagulls.
That's right. Just stop by, and anything that we're turning off the grill is going to be out there for you to have a taste of. And we'll share recipes. We'll share techniques, because you know what? We're just up to be part of the festival. And hopefully there's a little snow up there. You guys can come on, bring your sleds on up and enjoy a little weekend. Or I hear there's ice. I don't know how much there's going to be when they get there, but I'm sure we'll get a report.
You'll want to make sure that if you see us doing that when we're done, or when there's time, to come up and introduce yourself and say hi, because we love meeting people at these events. And if you've got problems with your grill, or a really cool picture of a grill or anything like that, bring that with you, and let's have some fun together.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You're going to want to stick with us, because we're going to still go down that cold road to grilling in the winter. Stick with us. We'll be back. Time and time and again, I thought that you would.